Day 7 of training camp here at the UC Health Training Center, joined now by former Broncos offensive lineman Mark Schlereth, ESPN analyst and also entrepreneur. Got to try that stinking good chili at your local grocery store. Mark, you like getting back out here at practice?
I love it. Love having Cougs back. I love the invitation to come back and to be part of it. And you know, just to get the feel. It's always fun, and the game is always evolving, but it always, to me, stays the same. If you control line of scrimmage, you're going to win the majority of your games. So it's been fun to watch this young group try to come together here at practice. And this is my first day, and, you know, I'll be back sometime in the future as well.
Obviously, the Broncos offensive linemen, they got some young guys up there. Yeah. Did anything stand out to you watching practice today?
Well, just the fact that they're young and you know, from a technique standpoint, they're unpolished. But the bottom line is this, there's a lot of cool things about playing that position. I've always said all five of us could be doing the wrong thing. As long as all five of us are doing the wrong thing together, it's probably going to work out. And so you can see that if you're going to make a mistake, at least it's going to be a mistake that's on the aggressive side. And we can all live with that. And then the other thing is the overall athleticism of the group up front is so much better right now than it was at this point last year. So you can see, you know, you can see Gary Kubiak's influence on, we want guys that can move. We want guys that have some athleticism, but guys that can change direction and guys that can battle their way out of trouble when they get into it. Because in this game, you're going to get into trouble, and it's a matter of, can you get out of it and keep your quarterback clean?
Yeah, we were talking to Chris Cooper last night. He said there's going to be a lot of cutting out there on the field, bringing some of that nasty. Mm-hmm. Is that what it takes to kind of succeed in this system?
Well, yeah, on the backside of plays, you definitely want to be able to do that. You definitely have to understand the teamwork as a function. And in the zone game, it's really about taking the line of scrimmage to the next level. And one thing you don't want to be in, as a coach used to say to me all the time, don't be in a hurry to get where you're eventually going to be. You know, eventually we're going to get to that blocking point. And that becomes one of those things where it's not only incumbent upon the offensive line to understand that pace and to understand how to get there, but also those running backs to set up those plays and the tight ends and everybody and even the quarterback to some degree with his boot fakes, his keep, you know, basically taking the backside and making sure you pressure them with body presence. So it takes the whole kind of 11 guys to really be efficient when it comes to running the ball. And certainly getting guys on the ground and cutting guys is a big part of that, which also helps you, you know, slow the guys down come fourth quarter.
And that's a football team. How about you personally? We saw that you were doing this man 101, how to be a man. Saw you right. Laying some irrigation down.
The first thing you have to do is you've got to cut this so it's got a nice, even cut to it. See there?
You've been having fun with that?
I have. I had some time off. I redid my contract with ESPN, and I was out of days. So I've had a couple of essentially almost 2 months off. So I'm the only Denver Bronco. I'm the only player in the history of the Denver Broncos to actually mow the practice fields, to take and pass the shovel test administered by Ross Kirkhap. I mean, so you asked Brooks out here. I mean, he's caught me blowing the sidewalks with the hand blowers and stuff.
Let me just give you some man 101 right here, okay? Because don't ever let fear dictate whether you're going to do something or not.
Yeah, back when I played, I did a lot of yard work and still take care of my own yard. I do all my own landscaping. So it's one of those things that I just started doinking around with because I had time, you know. Mm-hmm. So why not?
You got a new podcast too, The Stinking Truth.
Yeah, The Stinking Truth has been great for me. It's on Podcast One, or you can download it on iTunes. And it's been tremendous, man. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I love radio. I love telling stories. The problem is, depending upon the time of year, you know, you have to focus on NBA or things that you're really not that, for me, I'm not that interested in. And, you know, I'm interested in this. This is what inspires me, pro football. So that's what I get to talk about for an hour, and it's been awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
For joining. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Make sure you check that podcast out, The Stinking Truth with Mark Schlereth, available on iTunes.